Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer here this morning. I greet you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord for another day. I am excited to be here with you this morning. It would even be better to be talking to you in person. Be glad to talk to you in person sometime. 484-919-8850. That's 484-919-8850. What I'd like to speak about this morning is, I'm not sure how I would title it this morning, if I would have a title for it. The question that we need to ask ourselves is, what do I want for another person in his life concerning God and God's Word and God's Spirit? What would I like to see in a greater existence in my brother or in my sister's life? In other words, when we meet our brothers and sisters in Christ, what do we really want for them? And so the first question maybe to look at here is, do we have a right? Do we have a right of what we want for our brother or our sisters? I'd just like to emphasize on that this morning. Yes, we do have a right for what we want for our brother and sisters in Christ. Do we have the right to control others? No, we don't. Do we have a right to try to forcefully change other lives around us? No, we don't. As parents, we have the right to train up our children. But as far as our brothers and sisters in Christ and those around us, forcefully changing them or forcefully getting them to see things, no, that would not be right. Can we appeal and plead with a person? Yes, we can. But then there's always that time of letting go then too. But what I really want to get to here this morning is, what do I want in my heart for my brothers and sisters? What do I want in my heart for my neighbor? What do I want in my heart that's coming from my heart? What's the truest want in my heart that I want for the people around me? What I'm discovering is it is impossible, it is the next thing to impossible, to know what I want for those around me concerning God and His Word and His Son and His Spirit and His people when I don't know what I want from God. It is very important that we, as believers, as Christians, as born-again people, know and understand what we want from God. Just for an example, God Himself, what do I want from God? Well, the Bible says that God is love. The Bible also speaks about in Him there is no darkness. In Him is light. See, that's what I want. I want light. I want life. I want love from God. So what do I want from His Word? Well, I want from His Word, I want His Word to be written on my heart. I also want His Word to be revealed to me in a greater way than just sitting there and reading the Bible. I want to receive from Him the heavenly manna that he has in his word for me. I want that. What about his spirit? Well, yes, I want to be filled with his spirit. I want to, and the list goes on and on. I don't know that I need to really spell it out here this morning. However, I did want to give a little bit of an example of what I'm talking about. Once we can fully understand in depth and a cry that comes from deep in our hearts what we really want from God and his word is when we can start or is when we can fully understand what we want for others. This is an area where we need to be clear in what we want in our lives. And the more that we want it in our lives, the easier it is to wish and want that for those around us. You know, the cross is something that gets talked about very little. And, you know, we are entering into a time here when we are celebrating the birth of Christ. It's over the time that many people believe that Jesus was born. There's some arguments out there on that. I'm not sure where to go with all of that, but we live in a time where this Christmas thing cannot be avoided. It is celebrated and celebrated very much. And, of course, there's a lot of other things that come in with these celebrations that are very, very ungodly and are the furthest thing from the birth of Jesus that we can get. So it does bring a little bit. But what I'm trying to get to here is Jesus was born. And he was born with a specific on the cross, he said, "It is finished." He was the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, Jesus fully understood what he wanted from his Father. He truly understood that he wanted to walk in his Father's footsteps. He knew, many times he said, if you see me, you see the Father. If you want to get to know the Father, get to know me. That was his message. His message was that we would see him, that we would see the Father through him. Everything he did according to God's will. Everything that he spoke according to God's will. And his whole purpose was to point us to the Father. So Jesus knew very well in his heart what he wanted concerning the relationship between him and his Father. Now, he was very pure with that. There were no ulterior motives. There were no hidden agendas. He knew what he wanted, and there was a real clarity there for him. And because of that, he really knew what he wanted for us. To the point that while he was laying down on the cross, after he had been betrayed by one of his inner circle men, after his inner circle men fled for their safety and he was left all alone and he was laying on the cross and the Roman soldier was driving in the nails into his hand, he was able to say, "Father, forgive him. Forgive them, for they know not what they do." You see, he knew what he wanted from the Father. He knew very clearly, and the more clearly that we know what I want from the Father, the more clearly we know what to wish and want for those around us. what we want for them from the Father. I'd just like to point out here this morning, Jesus came, he preached, he healed, he walked amongst the people, and the time came where he was betrayed. Not only was he betrayed by someone from his inner circles, but his entire inner circle left him, all except John. I guess John stayed around the cross there as Jesus died. But he allowed his own creation to crucify him. He was there for his creation, but he was never there in self-defense. He never defended himself. He would have defended his Father a few times, but when it came to defending Jesus Christ, there he did not defend himself. And thus, he died on the cross, and he rose again on the third day. But the interesting thing is when the Jews were afraid that these Jesus and these two other men that were crucified with him would not die till the Sabbath, and they didn't want that. So they came to Pilate, and they said, can you send one of the Roman soldiers to break their legs? And they went, and they broke the two men's legs on both sides of Jesus, but when they came to him, he appeared to them like he had already died, which I think he had already died. But one of the Roman soldiers, just to make sure, took a spear, and if you can think about, he stood under Jesus when he did this. He took this spear, and he placed it right under the ribs of Jesus and poked his spear right up inside him, right through his heart. And out of that flowed, according to Scripture, flowed water and blood. And this is the water and blood that has brought life to us. One of the things that hinders us from knowing what we want from God and what we want for others is some of the hurts that we receive from each other. And I would just like to encourage us here this morning to get healing for those hurts. In other words, Jesus knew his Father. Jesus walked in his Father while he was here. And yes, even though that they took him, they betrayed him, they nailed him to the cross, he died there, and there was a spear rammed up through under his, up into his rib cage, up through his heart. His Father healed him. But out of that came life for you and me. The challenge that I have for us here, do we understand today that rather than being hindered by the hurts that others have done to us, which it happens, offenses come. Offenses must be. Jesus was clear on that. Everybody on earth will be offended in one way or the other. If we can take these offenses and these hurts to Jesus Christ and have him touch these offenses and hurts and wounds, and when we do that, there's life that flows from our testimonies. There's life that flows out of being healed. And I guess what I'm trying to point out here today is if we are hindered by hurts and wounds of the past that hinder us from even knowing what we want from God and from his word, which then cripples us from knowing what we want for those around us. My prayer would be that we would meet with Jesus and freely let him, invite him into some of those painful memories, some of those painful hurts that we have received from each other as offenses and so on that hinder us from knowing what we want from God or what we want for others around us. Let us build each other up. Let us speak the life of Christ inside of each other into a greater existence. Let our words be those words of life to each other and encourage each other to walk in a greater way inside the love of God, that the love of God may freely flow into our lives and through our lives, and that there may be a ray of hope about us as we go forward today.